The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, guys, this is Dave with the Fight Bananas podcast. How's everyone doing? Today, we are welcomed in live in the studio, Christy Martin. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love having you. Just seen you a couple of seconds ago. Fight week.
Fight week.
There's nothing like it.
You know, basically, it's at that point where anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Every time my phone rings, I hold my breath because I'm always thinking it's a fighter. Of course, the fighters are calling, and I'm afraid they're going to call to tell me they've injured something. There's
right.
You know, they hurt their toenail, something's wrong, and they're not going to fight. So it's stressful.
Stressful. But all worth it. This Saturday, February 8th, Daytona Beach, Florida, Hard Rock Hotel. Let's get right into it. How excited are you to bring professional boxing back here to Daytona, Hard Rock? Looks like it's going to be a great, great event.
It's going to be a great show. I'm excited to come back here to Daytona. I lived here for a little while back in the early 90s. I fought here three times back in the day, way, way, way back in the day. And so, you know, it's like coming home, and I'm excited. There were no other promoters promoting here in Daytona.
Right.
So I thought, you know what, let me go back and just establish Christy Martin Promotions and start bringing some good talent, bring in the local guys and bring in some. We have 13 countries represented on this show.
That's awesome.
Amazing. It's a club show with 13 nationalities. So I'm proud of that. We have, and it's a very diverse group of young men and females. We have
how many female fights?
We have one female fight, Rebecca Cruz from over in Bonita Springs.
Okay.
She's actually a senior in high school, coming to do her thing.
I
you
love
know,
that.
Get started
love
and show her stuff.
Wow, 13 different countries. What are you? Okay, one thing we've been talking a lot about lately is judging.
Yeah.
Amateur to the pro style. What would you tell some of the fighters out there that are watching, listening on your card? What's the difference in your heart that you think is the difference of judging with amateur now into the professional ranks?
Yeah, amateurs to me is more about how many times I hit you.
Right.
Professional is how hard I hit you,
and
how
quality.
Solid I hit you, how I am able to control the pace of the fight. I, you know, make you fight when I want to fight.
Right.
Don't fight when I don't want to fight. So the ring generalship is what that's called. And, you know, I think the number one thing is the quality of the punch in professional boxing is so much different than the quantity of punches in amateur boxing.
Right. Right. You brought up the female part of it. Love it. You know, we know Taylor White. You know, friends of ours,
absolutely.
One of the best female boxers. She's doing a lot of MMA, mixed martial arts. And it's just really cool. It was funny. I wrote this down. I think it's like a t-shirt. Maybe you're wearing it right now. First woman Boxing Hall of Fame, 2014. Okay. National Boxing Hall of Fame, 18. Florida Boxing Hall of Fame, 18. First woman inducted in the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. What does it do? Christy Martin, your name right here. You know, boom.
Yeah.
What does that do for your name to kind of, you know, pump up female boxing just as a whole?
You know, I, as a fighter back in the 90s, when I was really getting attention and doing my thing,
right.
I just wanted people to recognize me as a fighter. You know, I wanted people to walk away and say, damn, that was a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Not that was a good woman's fight. And so that's the same thing that I try to talk about and instill in the upcoming group of female fighters is, hey, it's not about women's boxing. It's about boxing.
Right. Okay.
You know, our goal is to be a good fighter. You know, you don't want to be good just for a girl. You want to be good.
Right.
So, and that's the same thing. And I'm excited about this girl, Rebecca Cruz, because they all tell me that she has a little bit of the same dog in her that I had in me. And so I'm excited to see her fight. It'll be her third pro fight. And probably her toughest challenge so far. So it'll be a good step up, and we'll see what happens.
Very cool. third pro fight. Holyfield, this is his third pro fight, I believe. I talked to Amante Haynes just a little bit ago. This is his professional boxing debut. Benny Aguilar, really stud fighter, too, that's on the card. A lot of young fighters on this card. Is that something you were going for and you wanted? Did it just kind of develop that way, or...
You know, we have a good mix. Okay. We do have more young up-and-coming fighters, more four-round fights than, than six and eights. But I think it's a good platform for not just me, but for the fighters. You know, it's to come here to a local show. I mean, and I will we have a lot of guys from coming from South Florida.
Okay.
And, you know, that's really not local to them. But it's you get to fight close enough that your good friends are going to drive 3.5, 4 hours to come
absolutely.
See you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, many times you don't get that opportunity. You have to go to, you know, New York, Las Vegas, somewhere else. You're fighting out of state, out of, you know. So it's a little bit out of the way for people to come to actually see you live. I think it's going to be a great show, a great opportunity for local fight fans. To come and see Evan Holyfield. Evander's going to be in the building. John Ruiz is going to be in the building.
Wow.
We have like three champions coming from South Florida. Glenn Johnson, who knocked out Roy Jones, is said he could possibly be in the house. So it's going to be a great night of fights. And then we're going to do a big after-fight party at the Hard Rock right outside on the terrace by the beach. So you can't beat that, boxing and then straight into the party afterwards.
Absolutely. One thing people might not get in, I hear it all the time with different promoters and people that are trying to build something up. They would say, oh, it's on the water. It's right on the beach. Like, this is literally right on the beach. This is on the beach. The property is beautiful. I've been there with my wife and family. We've been there for dinner and hanging out. It's a really, really nice property.
The Hard Rock is awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody that we work with there, Andros, Lara, Andrea, I mean – Tater, everybody, they're just really cool and so helpful. I mean, Jose, everybody wants to help out. You know, what can I do? Chris does the food. He's, what can I do to make the VIP tables, you know, even better this time?
Right.
Everybody just wants this to be successful so we can really build something and just continue to bring professional boxing back to Daytona.
Okay. Very excited about that. Live in Port Orange. Definitely love boxing in Daytona. Love it a lot. Okay, this is Battle at the Beach 2.
Yes.
What was the origin story? What was the beginning of Christy Martin's promotion? Well, you know, did you have an inch? Is this something you've been wanting to do for a long time? How did this all come to be?
Well, I started my first promotion in 2015.
Okay.
And I had finished my career about 2011 or 2012, something like that. I had a stroke back in 2011. And so basically my days of fighting were over, and I just thought, I want to stay involved in boxing some way.
Right.
And this was the best way that I could see myself staying involved. You know, a lot of people say, why don't you be a trainer? Well, trainers, it's a great job, but fighters don't want to train as hard as I want them to train.
There you go.
So that's an issue.
Right.
And then it's a huge commitment. If you want to train somebody, you have to be there every day. You have to give as much as you want them to give.
Exactly.
And if you're given half, then, you know, they're not going to come with 100%. So I just didn't feel that I could make that commitment to be a trainer. So the promoter was the next logical step for me.
Okay.
And this is, I think, promotion number 15, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm still young, still a baby,
And
growing and learning the promotions in the ins and outs. It's a great honor to work with Main Events this time, Evans Promotions. I mean, they're like doing champions all the time.
Right.
So for them to trust me enough to promote their fighter, Evander's son, you know, that says a lot.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about it. He is the headliner.
Well, actually, Benny Aguilar is the headliner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know Benny.
Yes, Benny's the man. Benny's carrying the show and great support. You know, he has a huge following. I told him to make sure he brings that Mexican flag. Let's fly that flag you know, fill up the house.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk more about Benny. And then, we'll talk about Holyfield in a second. What captured you? Why did you, you know, really like, hey, Benny, let's go. That's your headlining, you know, is it because of the following? Is it because of how great he is in the ring as well? A little bit of both?
It's, you know what? The following as a promoter, you know, you want to put the kid that sells the most tickets, they deserve to be the headline, in my opinion.
Agree with that.
And, but he's a great kid. You know, at some point, it's not always about how good a fighter you are or are not. He's a good fighter too.
Yes.
But he's a great kid. And we're going to see can he be a great fighter? I mean, only time will tell.
Right.
But he deserves the opportunity. He deserves, it's his house. I mean, this is his home. Yeah. So why should I bring in, even if it is Evan Holyfield, you know, this is Benny's town.
Wow.
And Amante is here also.
Right.
But I've known Benny a little longer. He fought on my show up in Jacksonville. And to work with him and Barry Stewart is great. It's easy.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited for him.
So many Benny's, Barry Stewart stories. One of my favorite is, I was saying before we got going, you know, I commentate on some boxing fights, and Barry's at every fight.
Right.
He never a show. He has such a, you know, big base underneath him. So many kids he helps, and it just leads. He's once in a lifetime kind of a guy, Barry Stewart. So we're commentating, packed house, 2,000 people in it, and you know, you're hearing how loud the hits are.
Right.
Through everything, over everything, you hear Barry Stewart coaching his guy up. Left hand. And one thing I noticed too, you said something about being a great guy with Benny is win or lose. You know, you're going to lose sometimes in life. It happens. But win or lose, Barry's right there saying the right things for his boys or girls, picking their head up.
Right.
Even in a win, he'll get on and say, hey, we practiced the jab for 3 weeks.
Right,
you didn't throw the jab. In a loss, you know, he'll get on you or even say, hey, you fought your heart out.
Right.
You know, be better next time. It's just great. Always love hearing Barry Stewart.
Yeah, that's, well, that the program, the Putnam County Powell up
right?
there, is people have no idea how many lives he touches.
Right.
And probably has saved. It gives those young men and women a place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them somebody to be accountable to, you know. They have to answer to him a little bit, and they don't want to let him down. He's that kind of guy that,
right.
you know, he's there for you, so you don't want to let him down. So you're not going to go out and get in trouble. You know, all the other teammates are doing the right thing, you
right.
know, so you don't want to be the one that veers off and you know, does something stupid and gets in trouble. So that PAL program is great, and it's a shame that we've lost so many PAL programs throughout the country.
Right. We're super happy. We've been excited about it. I was at the first event, Port Orange PAL, Pete White.
Mm-hmm.
He's really bringing that back, pushing that back up, and it's just I take the kids. We have two boys, brand new, two girls, but the boys are in there all the time. And it's just really cool to see the gym kind of building back up and seeing all these kid fighters. I feel like we skipped 10 years or 15 years of kids boxing and training and working out and exercising. There's so much video games and all this, a lot of nonsense, right? And it's really cool to see. I hope that, you know, my kids go up through athletics.
Right. And it is. It's very sad because I was living in Charlotte recently and lived in a townhome. So, you know, it was a community of townhomes. And,
right.
and I'm like, there's so many people that live here, but you never see a child outside playing.
Right.
You know, there have to be kids here.
Yeah.
So it's sad. I mean, for whatever. And there's lots of reasons. I mean, people are afraid to let their kids get out. But at the same time, there's so many kids that are just sitting in there watching TV, playing video games, looking at a computer. It is. It's sad, and hopefully that, you know, through boxing we can get more kids that want to be. Oh, I want to be like Benny. You know,
right.
I want to get out. I want to start exercising. I want to start working out.
Yeah.
So
instead of playing video games or watching boxing
right.
on YouTube, guys, come out and do it.
Absolutely.
Work your butt off. Exercise. Make sure you come out February 8th, Daytona Beach, Florida, Hard Rock Hotel, Battle at the Beach 2. What a great event. Okay, let's talk about Evan a little bit. Definitely a big name.
All right.
You know, Young Holyfield. What does he bring to the card? What can you expect from Evan on his, you know, early in his career and moving forward?
You know what I like the most? Two things I like. The one, when I saw videos of his past fights, he's very aggressive. And, you know, he's going out there to make a statement. So,
right.
of course, me being the puncher, I like to see that. I don't know that we could expect anything less of him, knowing who his father is, that he would be looking for a knockout. But he's another one. This is a good kid. He doesn't walk in the gym like I'm Evander Holyfield's son.
Yeah.
You know, he talks
good,
to everybody.
Good.
He's very pleasant. And the one thing, I'm really glad that he's not going to be the main event, because it'll give him time to fight, get a shower, come back out and actually mingle a little bit with the
right,
fans
right.
so they can see, hey, we touched future greatness, you know?
Yeah. And also with that, too, it's good to have – you want the whole card packed, for one. You don't want it just to be only on one thing. And then also, too, is Now you can bring him back. He can build a big following here in Daytona Beach, Florida. And, you know, maybe the summer, maybe July 4th weekend, maybe Labor Day, you bring back Holyfield again. And boom, you put him in the main event spot if he has another win or two underneath his belt. I think it's always good to kind of build fighters even in your own promotions just across the board.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the whole thing. And that's what, you know, we want to do with Benny and Imate, the local
right,
guys.
Right.
Just as it's all about building. I talked to Barry. I probably will do a show up in Columbia, South Carolina in April or May and, you know, have Benny and Imate on up there.
There you go.
Then we'll be back here. For sure, we're going to be back September 19th, I think it is, a Saturday. But we hope to do something here in Daytona before that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good to hear. Okay. Wow. You mentioned South Carolina. You mentioned already coming back. 2020 outlook or 2020 goals for the promotion itself. What's a couple landmarks or trade, you know, a couple boom marks you want to hit this year?
Yeah, we're looking. I have a fighter, Johnny Langston, is going to be fighting on Fox February. No, I'm sorry. Yep. Yes, February 15th in Nashville.
Yep.
I have another kid on February 14th on Showtime, Showbox. So, you know, we just hope that these guys can pull off some big wins.
Right.
And this will be it's a great fight for Johnny Langston if he can beat Ronnie Hines, which I think he will. The sky's the limit for him. So it'll move forward. And, you know, we'll probably bring him back to Daytona in September.
Very cool.
So big things. We have a lot of things. Christy Martin herself is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame in June. That's exciting.
That is.
Netflix is doing the Christy Martin documentary, which will be released in June also. You know, a lot of great personal things that will hopefully help springboard into the promotion
and
keep it growing. Hopefully, we'll have a TV date working soon.
And, wow. You know. Look at that. How long did the Netflix thing take? How long did they shoot for?
Yeah, they – oh, my goodness. they came and talked to us in Charlotte. We were in Austin. We were in Las Vegas. They came to West Virginia and talked to my family and, like, some friends and stuff there. It took maybe they were at it for 4 or 5 months, I guess.
Wow, okay.
And then now they tell me they're about halfway through editing. And.
Wow. Is it going to be a one show or is it going to be like a multi-part series?
It's a one documentary. I don't know if it's 60 minutes, 90 minutes.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really know the details. but I'm excited. It's scary, but exciting.
Absolutely. How is it? Okay. I thought about this and, you know, the posters, boom, Christy Martin Promotions on it, Fight Night, and you have Holyfield on this one. You got other fighters on the other one. We talked about Benny. We talked about Rebecca.
Right.
And it's like so much, but then also so many people about me, and I talked about you coming in. They're like, oh, wow, that's awesome, Christy, blah, blah, blah. How hard is it to be, you know, you want to put as much light as on the boxers themselves, but sometimes with your name being a great name as it is, you know, light also goes on your name and your promotion. Is it a tough hat to wear? It's like, I want to bring, you know, light to them, but also I want to give them the light as well.
It's funny that you ask that because in 2015, my promotional company was called Pink Promotions. And as 2015 ended and then 2016, people were like, Christy, we didn't know it was you. We didn't realize it was you. It needs to be Christy Mart Promotions.
Sure.
And friends had told me that that's what it needed to be. And I was like, no, I'm going to do Pink Promotions because I want it to be about what I'm doing as a promoter, not about what I did as a fighter.
Right.
I said, but that's not the way it works.
Sure.
And so I, being hard-headed, tried to make it work that way. It didn't. And this has been more successful as Christy Mart Promotions. So for the last couple of years, we switched over the name. I think it helps. It helps bring some spotlight and then people remember the domestic violence story
right.
I'm working with Beacon Shelter here in Daytona to just try to bring more awareness to domestic violence. We do a donation back for some of the alcohol concessions that are sold through the Hard Rock. They donate back.
That's good.
We
Very
sell t-shirts and things like that. Some of that money comes back to the Beacon Shelter. Anything we can do just to bring the awareness out there. God
Very
left
good.
Me here for a reason.
Love that. Is it harder on fight week to be the performer, to be the boxer, or to be the promoter?
Oh, the promoter. Are you kidding me?
Don't worry about getting punched.
I would much rather be the fighter than
wow,
the promoter.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, there are so many I's to dot and T's to cross and so many egos and personalities to deal with. It's I'm happy when Saturday comes. I'm excited.
Right.
But I'm also happy when Saturday's done because I need a little break. But it's funny. I say that. And then, like, by Monday, I'll be like, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. We got to get the next.
Columbia, next South Carolina. What's this? What's this? Yeah. We're going to get tables.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We'll almost close on this, unless if there's anything else you always want to talk about. But if you had to talk to the people, this is on every podcast platform. We'll talk about it on YouTube. We'll put this out to the world. How can we people, why walk into the Hard Rock Daytona Beach, Florida, February 8th? What's the reason? What's the hook? It's money's hard to get to. You know, there's so much out there. What's going to bring the people to Christy Martin's fight night, Battle at the Beach 2?
You know what? The fights are going to start at 5 o'clock. We're going to have 13 well-matched bouts that are going to be equal. We're not going to see first-round knockouts, you know, somebody fighting a dead person.
Right,
no.
Right.
These are all quality matches,
great
all
fights.
Legitimate fights.
Good.
And it's worth to come to watch boxing because you're going to see, like, guys that have had 20 fights, and then you're going to see guys that have had two.
Right.
So that are all good fighters, but they're just at different levels in their career, different stages, different experience.
Yep.
I don't really want to use the word ability.
Sure.
I think experience is the better word.
Right.
But it's just going to be a good, solid night of boxing all the way around. You're going to get a little bit of everything. And then, you know, as I mentioned, with your fight ticket, you get the free entrance into the after-fight party. And we're going to have fun at that. Well, you know, hopefully Evander will stick around maybe and do some pictures and autographs. I don't know. That's big hoping. But John Ruiz, you know, a few other guys are going to be in the house that I'm sure that will hang out with the fans.
Wow.
And do some pictures. And then all the fighters that are on the show are going to be there to shake hands and hopefully make new fans.
Right. The future of boxing.
This is definitely the future of boxing.
Wow. Unbelievable. February 8th, Daytona Beach, Florida, Hard Rock Hotel. Wow. Very excited. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate your time. And we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you out there Saturday.
And if you're not able to, if you're not in distance to come to the fight,
yes,
it will be live on Pain Boxing TV, Facebook page, or YouTube, Pain Boxing YouTube page.
Pain Boxing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, come watch it live and you can watch the replay on Pain Boxing.
There we go. What we'll do too, we'll get all the links and we'll put it on the podcast when we release it for
cool.
you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thanks.
Bye.